So, flu season not that far away, and we're being told again that it's going to be a tough one this year, at least based on what's going on in another part of the world. They're saying in Australia, the numbers of people coming down with flu and serious cases of the flu have gone way up this year. It's the H3N2 strain. Dr. Ashok Ooman from Cardiogenics is on the line. Dr. Ooman, we're told it's serious one year, not serious another year. Why this one? Why is this one serious?
Good evening, Aaron. Yes, well, that's what they're saying. The one thing that flu researchers will tell us is that the flu is a highly unpredictable bug. It's really hard to predict its next move. Like you said, some years it's up, some years it's down. So we know that Australia had a bad season. Often that gets reproduced in the northern hemisphere also. They had about 2.5 times the cases. And like you said, the nasty virus this year seemed to be the H3N2 strain. And why that is, we're not quite sure. Were their vaccination rates low? Was the strain particularly virulent or powerful? We'll probably know in hindsight once we collect some more data. But it's hard to predict.
So we were hearing H3N2, which I think has been here before. So based on what we know from the last time it was here, is this flu vaccine that we have completely effective?
Absolutely. Great question. So again, it's hard to predict. The H3N2 virus-like particle or protection, let's say, is in the current strain. Sometimes we don't get it quite right, but we know there is some protection. In fact, the virus strains or the virus vaccines available in Canada have 3 to 4 of the strains dating from a strain from 2008 is in there. A strain from 2014, another strain from 2015. Mm-hmm. The H3N2 has, in fact, been around for a couple of years, like you said, so that strain is there. So we're hopeful that it's going to be quite effective like last year.
Okay, so what's the suggestion here then? Who should be getting this vaccine, and should you be getting it now? Is it too early? Should you wait? How does that work?
Great question. So the vaccine comes out the end of October, first week of November, let's say, in that time zone. And the top priority from a patient point of view would be the kids and the elderly. So kids would be particularly those under 10. The younger, the more susceptible you are to some of the very serious complications. People do die from the flu. And the elderly, I don't consider 65 elderly, but those above 65 medically are at higher risk of serious complications and death from the flu. Those who are pregnant, for sure, high priority on the list, should get vaccinated early. Those with chronic diseases, Aaron, so that would be like heart disease, lung disease, kidney disease, diabetes, falls all in that category. Basically, those are the priority, but everyone should get vaccinated.
All right. Now, you mentioned not till the end of October, November, but we're hearing about this now. Can you get vaccinated too early?
You can't really get vaccinated too early. The only restriction is when the government gets all the supplies together and releases it to the public and the clinics and the doctors and whatnot. So that only happens the end of October.
Now, you mentioned who should get a flu shot. Who shouldn't get a flu shot?
Okay, another really good question. As a general rule, so everyone should review this with their own doctor, but as a general rule, there's almost no exceptions. Who would be the exceptions are those that had particularly severe reactions to the flu in the to the vaccine in the past, or certain components. We used to say in the old days, if you had egg allergies, you should avoid. We don't really say that anymore unless you had a very serious egg allergy, severe. And even then, you may still be eligible, but it should be done in a monitored setting like a hospital or for sure in a medical environment. But almost everyone should get it without exception.
Just the one thing I am wondering, let's say you've come down with something already, be it a cold, the flu, whatever else, can you still go get the vaccine? Will it be effective if you've already gotten something?
Okay, that's a good question. So the tough part is there's maybe about 7,000 cold viruses. The flu is at one end of the spectrum, and all the others we can classify as cold. And sometimes it's hard to know, was it a cold? Was it a flu? The things that distinguish the flu are, it's probably the worst thing you've experienced, not like a regular cold. Most people say they feel like they've been hit by a truck. So they're on their back for a week. They're usually missing work. They have muscle aches, chills. if you've experienced that, yeah, you've probably had the flu. Anything other than that, yeah, you should still go and get vaccinated.
Okay.
Even if you think you had that and you know, you don't feel so bad, you've seen your doctor, I would say still go ahead and get the flu vaccine.
All right. Dr. Uman, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Aaron.
Dr. Ashok Uman over at Cardiogenics. And as you said, that flu shot becomes available, I guess, at the end of October, beginning of November. But it looks like a especially virulent strain of that flu this year, H3N2.